USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. During New Year's Eve festivities, the president warned Iran against any escalations.
I want to have peace. I like peace. And Iran should want peace more than anybody. So I don't see that happening. No, I don't think Iran would want that to happen. It would go very quickly.
Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says they could resume nuclear testing because there's no longer grounds for them to be self-bound by a self-declared postponement. President Trump responded.
He likes me. I like him. We get along. He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
New Year's Eve celebrations turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia, as torrential rains and overflowing rivers triggered flooding in the capital and surrounding areas, killing 9 people and displacing thousands. At least 90 neighborhoods were submerged by floodwaters. The governor said nearly 15 inches of rain fell. More than 120,000 rescue workers have been deployed to assist residents in evacuations. Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, is sinking and will experience more flooding as the years go by. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the new list out of words or phrases that are disappearing.
Quid pro quo is at the top of the 45th annual list of banished words released by Lake Superior State University. The university says the phrase had the most nominations. It spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Also on the list of banished words, artisanal, curated, totes, and the phrase, okay, boomer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. He had led the NBA for 30 years, starting in 1984. Stern's family, including his wife Diane, was at his bedside. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. His time at the helm overlapped two of the most famous basketball players in history, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. It was a dramatic finish to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. The Oregon Ducks, which had trailed most of the game, defeated the Wisconsin Badgers 28-27. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.